When a patient walks into an examination room, they bring more than just symptoms. They carry a mystery waiting to be solved. Medical diagnoses represents one of humanity's most complex intellectual challenges, requiring both scientific precision and intuitive artistry. In emergency rooms and examination rooms worldwide, physicians engage in high-stakes detective work where the clues are subtle, the red herrings abundant, and the consequences of failure potentially fatal. This is the world Dr. Lisa Sanders invites us into, a realm where the human body becomes both crime scene and witness, and doctors must decipher its cryptic messages before time runs out. Dr. Stanley Wainapul, a blind rehabilitation specialist, often detects what sighted physicians miss. When you listen to a heart murmur, he explains, what's the first thing you do? You close your eyes. This challenges our visual dominant approach to medicine. Our brains dedicate over half their processing power to vision, yet this strength can become a weakness. We typically see what we expect to see, demonstrated when observers counting basketball passes miss a person in a gorilla suit walking through the scene. This inattentional blindness explains why experienced doctors sometimes overlook obvious symptoms that don't fit their diagnosis. Sherlock Holmes was based on Dr. Joseph Bell, a surgeon who could deduce a patient's military background from subtle physical cues. Bell believed this observational power could be taught, a principle now embraced by medical schools like Yale, where students visit art museums to improve visual acuity. Research shows a 56% improvement in observational skills after such training. Yet Jennifer Henderson's case proves seeing isn't always enough. Despite visible signs of severe illness, her staphylococcus infection led to death within a week, despite treatment. Imagine receiving your first stethoscope as a pharmaceutical freebie rather than a ceremonial milestone, revealing much about modern medicine's relationship with physical examination. 2 centuries ago, René Laennec invented the stethoscope when examining a plump woman with heart disease. Unable to place his ear on her chest, he rolled a paper tube that transmitted heart sounds clearly. This first technology for viewing a living body's inner workings transformed medicine from symptom-based to examination-based diagnosis. When 5 cardiologists were tested against echocardiography for diagnosing valvular heart disease, the echo achieved 95 to 100% accuracy, while physicians reached 70-90%. The key question isn't whether technology outperforms humans, but whether physicians can reliably identify which murmurs need further testing. Consider Patty Donnelly, 58, whose hypertension baffled doctors despite 6 medications. When Dr. Shinru Lin examined her thoroughly, she discovered aortic coarctation, a congenital narrowing. After surgery, Donnelly's blood pressure normalized with just 1 medication. The difference? Dr. Lin compared blood pressure in arms versus legs, an examination others had skipped. Haven't we all experienced the difference between being truly heard and merely processed? Imagine physicians gathered like concert goers to watch Dr. Faith Fitzgerald, a real-life Dr. House with volleyball-like gray curls and tobacco-laspy voice, methodically solve challenging medical puzzles. These aren't routine cases, but fascinomas, intriguing medical mysteries physicians share. By transforming patient narratives into structured stories, physicians create frameworks revealing disease patterns. Medical education centers on developing illness scripts, idealized disease models that grow richer with experience. This storytelling power was evident when Dr. Michael Sims diagnosed Lemire's disease in Tamara Reardon from just a few sentences, potentially saving her life after others missed it. Yet transforming human experience into clinical data has costs. Dr. Nancy Ongoff warns medical students, "When you get to the other side, I want you to hold on to every bit of your old self." The best physicians maintain dual perspectives, seeing both the disease pattern and the person suffering from it. Reducing patients to mere symptoms means missing crucial diagnostic context. David Powell, a 27-year-old garbage collector, made his fourth ER visit in 2 months with worsening symptoms, hand numbness, chest tightness, severe fatigue, 20-pound weight loss, and weakness. Previous doctors had ruled out heart attacks without finding the actual cause. Dr. Christine Twining took a methodical approach, noting absent reflexes, sensory deficits, and pronounced anemia others had missed. She found vitamin B12 levels at just 1/10 of normal. With B12 injections, David improved dramatically. The previous doctors missed this diagnosis due to premature closure. Fixating on ruling out heart attacks while ignoring non-cardiac symptoms, preventing them from seeing the pattern of neurological deterioration. Diagnostic thinking employs two complementary strategies: intuitive, rapid pattern recognition, and analytical, slower, deductive reasoning. The BEST process incorporates both. Cognitive errors also stem from external biases. While medical profiling based on legitimate risk factors is necessary, problems arise when doctors apply stereotypes. Research shows physicians' decisions are unconsciously influenced by factors like insurance status, attractiveness, or socioeconomic background. Have you ever noticed how once someone labels you a certain way, it becomes nearly impossible to change their perception? Three cautionary tales haunt medical education. A student missing a fatal aortic dissection by failing to report absent blood pressure in one arm. Doctors overlooking a spinal abscess while focusing on lab tests. And a missed pulmonary embolism because no one checked for deep vein thrombosis. The physical exam was once diagnostic bedrock, with physicians detecting subtle heart sounds and textural changes in organs. Today, many doctors bypass hands-on examination, sending patients directly for imaging or labs, what some call chart biopsies. Studies reveal alarming deficiencies in examination skills. Researcher Salvatore Vangione found medical students and residents could identify only 2 of 12 common heart sounds, while cardiology fellows missed half. Recent research shows no improvement in cardiac skills after medical school. This decline stems from shorter hospital stays, restricted resident hours, fewer teaching opportunities, and inadequate instruction. The consequences include misdiagnoses, increased costs, and erosion of doctor-patient trust that physical examination historically fostered. When was the last time you felt truly seen by your doctor? In 1976, Peter Solovitz envisioned combining physician skills with computers' memory to improve diagnostic accuracy. Today, systems like Gideon diagnose exotic diseases, while Isabel includes the correct diagnosis in 96% of test cases. Google correctly identifies 58% of unusual disorders in studies. Researcher Etta Berner notes future systems need to operate in the background, extracting information from routine activities rather than requiring separate consultation, providing alerts only when something important is missing. Such systems won't replace physicians. Though diagnosis will improve, human judgment remains essential for choosing between diagnoses, tests, and treatments. Patients need what only doctors provide: being heard, reassurance, explanations, and sympathy, the emotional core of healing. Consider Maria Rogers, whose vomiting episodes were diagnosed as cannabinoid hyperemesis from marijuana use. She needed a doctor to help her understand this contradiction with marijuana's anti-nausea reputation. Medicine's greatest challenge isn't just diagnostic accuracy, but translating knowledge into narratives patients understand. While pain is physical, suffering affects identity. In creating meaningful illness narratives, no technology can replace the doctor who truly sees the person behind the symptoms.